Blog Talk Radio.
Atlanta, Minneapolis, Nashville, and everywhere else.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health? You know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white, clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, Tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly, there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history. You have to be careful with toxic shock syndrome and stuff just because of what it's made out of is kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, these facts have been conveniently swept under the rug while hundreds of millions of women suffer with no alternatives. Until now. Introducing Cherish Premium Sanitary Napkins by Inspire. Cherish pads have been designed by women for women.
Hey, welcome to our commentary of Bonds versus Sodexo. So we're looking into a company called Sodexo, and as a stakeholder, I am very curious about what has been going on with a case that I'm directly involved in to find out whether or not from the conversation interview that we had yesterday with Marlene Dow about what are our government officials, what are they doing to protect the citizens of the United States against a multinational company that has set themselves up as an entity that does not that has sovereignty and immunity and directly violating our equal protection, our 14th Amendment, our rights as citizens in this United States of America. Why are they getting away with it? Why are they getting away with a classification of illnesses against our own Marine Corps in San Diego, California, where a number amount of alleged allegations against Sodexo comes up to a point where 550 Marines suffered from E. coli. Out of the 555 of them became so ill that the Corps had to let them go. The Marine Corps had to let them go. And in adjustment to that particular incident, the Marine Corps and the Navy awarded Sodexo $315 million in contracts and renewed their contract on a no-bid scenario. Then we're looking at the fact that as we are representing not just an incident that happened, an employment discrimination, but a level of mistrust that people with disabilities have to accept when they are recruited to and told they have to work as a result of the outgoing Governor Deal's workforce development plan. Now think about this. With this being said, what I want everybody to understand is the leadership for the last 15 years in the state of Georgia has sold out its disabled workers, sold out our military, our veterans, and they've even sold out corporations that are getting food prepared by this management company that clearly has not decided to do things accordingly to the USDA and the CDC. So this problem that we have in the state of Georgia and around the country perpetuates such a confidential display of where should the answers come from. They obviously can't come from the political figures in which they are sole sourcing contracts to, because we already obviously see that no matter what they do, Sodexo has gotten away with everything under the sun. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a moment. Welcome back. Just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that this particular series is an attempt to bring and shed light on a company called Sodexo Inc. And what we're doing is, it's a Bonds versus Sodexo. It's a federal case. And it's case number 1-118. I'm sorry, 1:18. Charlie Vector 4650. Cat. CAT dash JSA. So what's happening is that there has been a recommendation by the magistrate judge that each party file a written objection to the report and recommendation within 14 days. If no objections are filed, the report and recommendation can be adopted in the opinion and order of this report and is signed by the judge. So, think about this. Why would a judicial system withhold and obstruct how the plaintiff receives its information? So I want you to do is to go on to www.blogtalkradio.com/AtlanticMixRadio or go to podcast and you go WMRDB Google Podcast, or you can go to the TuneIn app. And what you'll hear is the interview between Marlene Dow and Ms. Bourne, myself, regarding an order that clearly shows an obstruction of justice and equal protection of U.S. citizens. We're asking Congress to investigate a congressional law violated by Sodexo Inc. And these recommendations are coming in part by understanding that Sodexo Inc. and SDH Services East and West LLC are the conspirators in this particular case, as well as government officials. Now, we have sent out multiple information about Sodexo to the new Congress. And with that being said, we've also sent information since June of last year to Stacey Abrams. We participated in the campaign. We provided as much support we could as possible. And what we're talking about is the abuse and exploitation of not just disabled workers, but taxpayers and our Marines. So that should include everybody. Everybody has somebody that has served, not just the Marine Corps, but our veterans. So everybody has somebody, a loved one that's aging. And what happens is when these cases go to federal court, guess who pays for them? Not Sodexo, but our taxpayer dollars. Let's think about when a person is injured, and in this particular case, the company just completely falsified depositions, they falsified reports, and this is not a first for them. They stole, and that's the word we're going to need to use, they stole $20 million worth of money tax breaks and monies from the New York Educational School Board. And yet they are still in business. What I ask people to do is to follow the money. And it's not wrong to ask people to do that, but when you do, please do not be shocked, because not only Republicans are taking the money, Democrats, liberals. Sodexo is a French-owned company, a multinational company. The app is their own stake in our prison systems, in our private prison system. Now, I was told, you know, by me talking about this, something that's not supposed to be discussed, but you think about it, everybody has somebody in those four concentration levels of society that's going to be impacted. Some of you all that work for UPS, you got loved ones who work for State Farm and various other organizations. They have 6,000 contracts in the state, in the United States. Throughout the country, they have government, they have federal, they have university contracts. And no matter what happens, this company is allowed to make billions of dollars. And these are taxpayer dollars, your dollars. They're able to be able to get not just contracts, but be able to get away with the obstruction of justice, equal protection for our citizens under both the 14th Amendment and various other amendments that protect our rights and due process. Yet the judges, state and federal judges, turn a blind eye to what is taking place because they hire the best law firms in the land. To me, those law firms should be taken up for treason. And let's change subjects. Everybody is trying to crucify President Trump for dealing with Russia in some kind of capacity. Why is it that this Congress, our senators, why are they taking the money from a notorious, barbaric company that has placed so much burden on the taxpayers? Because anytime you go to court, Sodexo doesn't pay for that. That money comes, all the money they get from us comes from the contracts they get from our federal taxpayer dollars, and that's how they become rich. Tell me exactly why a company has gone 2 years and 5 months without paying anybody's benefits that has been damaged. 255 cases against them right now. All you have to do is Google Sodexo lawsuits from 2015, and those lawsuits will come up. So what I want to do is just share with you all direct understanding of what I am going through right now. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You listen to WMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the editor's cut of Atlanta Mix Radio.
Yes, I'm singing about Jesus. No, this ain't you just like me. Lord, your love is so amazing. Amen. Praise is higher than the ceiling. I mean, can I get a witness? The way he keeps on blessing me. Praise God, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
till my praise goes hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hear my praise, Lord, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My praise won't God know. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hear my praise, Lord, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. My praise won't God know.
Hey, welcome back to the Born versus the Deck Vote commentary. We want you all to be informed about your rights. There are hundreds and thousands of people who have provided testimony and have surrendered their rights to inform the public, the judges, about the misconduct of Sodexo Inc., from foodborne illnesses to listeria. This is not something we're making up. All you have to do is Google Sodexo and horse meat. Think about what they did in Chicago last year to our children at the prom. 500 children, black and white children, became sick from Sodexo. 500 of our Marine Corps became ill from Sodexo. And thousands of people trying to understand why they're sick all the time, they don't get it. And I was told to be careful because everybody is afraid. But think about who is benefiting from Sodexo still holding contracts. Let's think about that. We only have a few minutes left. But think about the fact that Sodexo also has personal interest in the private prison system. Now, we had a race here in Georgia for a governor's race with Stacey Abrams and Brian Kemp. Until she stated that she was going to eliminate private prison system, shortly after she said in her interview that her goal was to end private prison systems, that's when the race got tough. And things that happened should have never happened. So it took a lot of money to make what happened in Georgia occur, because a lot of money is on the table. Georgia is under siege by Sodexo. And it's not a race thing. It's not about us or white. It's not about Republican or Democrat. It is all about us as Americans and holding the people that we've elected to offices instead of them getting rich and selling us out, like Ms. Marlene stated yesterday on the show. We need to find out who is for us as Americans. It's time out for us to put down the race card, the racism, the placism, the tribalism, as our country, as Ms. Marlene said yesterday, after we are done with being able to decay our rights, our civil rights, we will not have anything left. We'll be no better than the other country. So I'm going to get out of here. I want you all to tune in on some late tomorrow night around about 9:30 as we continue to talk about Bowens versus Sodexo, looking at to have some guests on. We ask people that are listening to the show, ask your congressperson or your senator to make Sodexo accountable. Look into the travesties that they have put in on the people in America. This is not a black thing. This is not a white thing. This is not a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. This is our thing.
Andrew.
Atlanta, Minneapolis, Nashville, and everywhere else.
The Woman Station.